SCD listed.
Or SCD, I believe. KF4 NXY, David.
4NXY, this is KC4SKD. I hope you can hear me. I'm in a, I didn't realize it, but I'm in a really noisy spot for listening to the repeater all of a sudden.
Perfectly readable, just a little bit of white noise, and I may have some on mine. I got a little antenna issue with this, with the way this is. I got to get out there and tinker with it a little bit.
Well, it turned out to be a beautiful day, but it's quite windy where I'm at. And I got to get home here. I got to stop at the drugstore and get some prescriptions. I called and tried to use their voice response system to get my prescriptions filled, and it's about worthless, so I decided to be easier and just walk in the door and tell them. And, you know, you give it your birth date, your name, and all this stuff, and then ask the same questions over and over again.
In technology, I got an insulin thing. My insulin pump's empty, and it's going to holler at me till it finally quit. Yes, sometimes you just... You know, even though it's a $1,000 piece of equipment, you just want to go outside and see how far out in the woods you can throw it.
I understand that. And I've run into several people that it must be artificial intelligence they've talked to. They've called and tried to get appointments set up. Things don't work right. And they just found it easier just to get in the car and drive over there and talk to them.
Same Earth society is degraded to that. They could be giving people jobs like, you know, back in the 60s and 70s. You know, if I didn't know a phone number, I hit 411. I got a live operator instantly that would look that up for me in about 15 seconds. And I try that nowadays.
You actually talked to a live person. Anyhow, it's needless to say, things have changed quite a bit, not necessarily for the better.
You know, getting it down the interstate, if you saw a drunk, you know, somebody weaving all over the road, you dial star HP, you got dispatch. Hey, try that now, you can get the regular road, you don't even want to waste your time.
Yeah, at least the weather's nice, a little on the chilly side, but that's okay after the weather.
See some sunshine today. The last couple of days I've got out and about and done some things. I rode the motorcycle a little bit and had plenty of errands, plenty to do right here in the ham shack. Trying to get it straightened up and haul off some junk been needing hauling off for a while. So, oh yeah, I do like the better weather.
Well, talking about July, it was so hot our central air could barely keep up, so we bought a window unit, put in the kitchen, and that was a pretty good investment because that really helped out a lot. And my little GE window unit air conditioner, it made quite a difference.
Yeah, the same thing when it gets really hot in the summer, we got a little unit like that we run. And even right now, today, I've been working up a sweat, so got the fan going and the door open with the screen door with the screen open, so letting some cool air in here, and I'm sitting here where I can see where the sun's going down, and it's Halloween tonight. Never get no people way out here where I live, but the kids will be out doing things, and I remember it was a real happy holiday when I was a kid. You know, go around the neighborhood and get home with enough candy to rot your teeth for about a month or two.
I do too, but we don't participate that anymore, and we hadn't had any kids come to our door in years, so that's okay. But I'm just gonna go home and fiddle around a little bit. I gotta call Annette tonight. And I got a CD recorder I need to work on. I think it's got a bad belt in it. went to use it the other day and pushed the button for it to open the door, and the door wouldn't come open. I heard this noise in there, and I thought, uh-oh, I guess the belt rotted off.
Check some of the older stuff. I got a, it's a combination phonograph, cassette, and a little amplifier in it, and the whole thing's fairly heavy, but need to spray some contacts later on the knobs and everything. It, I bought it secondhand, and it, you know, obviously been setting up for a while, and I think there's some issues with the turntable, too.
It's KD for ID. My, my memories of the stereo equipment, when I was a kid, my dad had bought a Sears Silvertone and receiver and turntable and speakers. And the speakers had 12-inch woofers in them. And it was made about 1960. And boy, I tell you what, that thing was absolutely fabulous for what sound came out of it.
Church, Robbie Eaton's, he likes to work on the old tubes type stuff, and I got him to fix the old family stereo for me, and we had a Blackface Johnson CB radio when I was a kid, and that was back when you had to have a license and all that for the CB, and my dad would talk to my mom coming home from Columbia, you know, after work. He had a ground plane antenna way up in the tree, and you know, I got a lot of fond memories of that old radio, and Robbie worked on it twice for me, and it's just like a new one now.
So we had a Johnson CB in the house and one in the car. Dad had one in the car with a 9-foot whip antenna on the back, and yeah, that's back when you had to have license, too, and I still remember the call sign that Dad had.
M0303, I think, was Dad's, and, you know, we was out in the car, we had it mobile, and, you know, it was just as quiet, and, you know, that was before, you know, it got exploded and got real, real popular in the 70s, and then, you know, it's just, anyway. But, like I say, I got that old radio. I can hook a coax to it, and it's got 10 frequencies. I think about 6 of the sets of crystals are still good. And I probably, if I could find 4 more crystal sets of crystals, they'd come in handy. Even had a service manual for the thing. Somebody told me the service manual was probably worth more than the radio.
I have talked on CB since I have been a ham. I used to have a Radio Shack walkie-talkie, and I picked it up one day and plugged the power in and hit the transmit button and made a contact. Talked somebody across town with it.
There's still a few places around here, like, you know, when the truckers get to where they're going, and they'll talk to somebody at the dock and, you know, tell them where to back the rig in and all that, but yeah, I don't think there's much, a whole lot of activity on it anymore. I mean, they might be out on the interstate, I don't know. Everybody's got these programs on their phone that show them where bad traffic is and all that, so it's, you know, it's just one of them things, but yeah, it had a time and a place, and It was fun when I was a kid.
Yeah, Grandpa had one, and he had a beam antenna and a tube amplifier, which he wasn't supposed to have, of course, but he'd talk to people in Puerto Rico with it.
But, from what I've been told, the history, I think, of that Blackface Johnson was when they took that little section out of 10 major and made it 11 major. Made it CB. That radio's even got a phone patch in the center of it. And if you know what you're doing, you can get about 50 watts out of it. And we come up in my grandmother's yard one day, and my dad was talking on it, and she could hear what he was saying on the toaster in the house.
Interesting, too. But anyway, I need to sign off here. I'm got into a noisy spot here. I can barely hear the repeater, and I hope you can hear me. So I guess I better sign. Good talking to you. Hope you have a good rest of your day. This is KC4SKD. I hope you can hear me.
I'm solid in the machine all the way. Like I say, the other morning people were telling me I was a little bit scratchy and distorted, but I'm not talking too loud into it now, so it shouldn't be distorted, but I may be a bit scratchy because the antenna I got going right now is not, it's a little small beam, and the wind unloaded in the wrong direction, so, and I'm a good bit south of the repeater. You have a good evening, too. I enjoyed talking with you. We'll shut down the ham shack and head up to the house. KF4NXY.
Thanks again for riding with me a few minutes, and we'll chat with you later. KC4SKD.